Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about the color of your underwear and the influence it has on you and your marriage.
And there's a quote from Coco Chanel that talks about color, and she says, "The best color in the world is the one that looks good on you."
Amen.
Amen. Right? And we're going to be talking a lot about that in today's show as we talk about the color of your underwear. But first and foremost, we start each One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. This hug comes from a Facebook message that we received, and it starts off, "I wanted to send a big thank you to both of you. My husband and I have been married 19 years, and we have never really even talked about sex."
Wow.
Yes, 19 years.
Okay.
Hello. "I have a past of being raised where we don't talk about it, and my first experience was date rape as a teenager."
Oh, shoot.
"Then after many years of horrible experiences, I found myself pregnant, alone, and far away from my relationship with Christ." Mm. "I had been raised in a very strict Christian home. Later, God provided me with a husband, but life in the bedroom has always been one of anxiety to me. I love my husband, but we never talked about sex, and it was just something I did for him. Hmm. I started listening to your podcast February 11th and haven't stopped."
Amen.
"I was out of town at that time and asked my husband to start listening. We have not stopped listening, and it has changed our life. We started the 7 days of sex challenge when I got back in town on Valentine's night, and we've gone beyond the 7 days."
Right on.
"The feeling of shame and thinking sex was a duty in my marriage is gone."
Come on.
"I am enjoying my husband, and we're talking about everything. We're a Christian couple who put God in all our decisions, but we were not really connected intimately. Thank you. I feel like a newlywed, which I honestly never felt like one before, since when we got married, we had a four-year-old and an instant family. We now look at our kids and want them to know what an extraordinary marriage looks like, so they don't ever have to wait for the realization 19 years into their marriage."
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What you guys can't see right now is that Tony's got tears in his eyes.
I love those. You know, and it's funny because I don't read the hugs before we go and get on the show. I don't want to read them. I want to experience them. And that one is, it truly is a wow. It's a we did it. It's a hug. It's a complete mindset shift. It's breakthrough. It's everything. I love it. I love it. And we're truly honored and blessed to have you guys part of the one family.
Absolutely. And, you know, this couple talked about the fact that they'd never really talked about sex. And my guess is, like a lot of you, you've probably never even talked about the color of your underwear, right? Which is what this show is all about. And, you know, it might seem kind of funny that Tony and Elisa are talking about the color of your underwear. In fact, even as I was thinking through the show, I'm like, some of you are going to think this is like one of those, you know, like quizzes, those online quizzes. Like, what does your underwear say about you?
Or what does your underwear color say about you?
Exactly. And, yeah, I appreciate that clarification, because the other thing I thought about was, you know, like I remember being a teenager and you'd flip through those the teenage magazines, or, and you'd answer all the questions. You're like, okay, what does this mean? Like, how's this going to play out for me? And the reality is that the color of your underwear is really not so trivial, right? I mean, it can seem like it. You can just be like, you know, whatever. It's just something I put on underneath my clothes. But, you know, it's amazing how many of you feel pretty strongly about underwear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Like, I did not realize. I thought, well, maybe this is just something that Tony and I talk about, but we went out to you guys on Instagram, and you know, or maybe you don't know, that that's where we go and do all of our polls. So if you ever want to participate in a One Extraordinary Marriage poll, just follow us on Instagram. We do them in our stories, usually once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Depending on what we've got going on. But
sure.
We reached out and asked the question, you know, what do you like? What type of underwear do you like to see your spouse in? And then we took it a step further and we said, you know, well, what color do you like to see your spouse in? And I just want to share, first and foremost, you know, for those of you that think, well, it doesn't matter what I wear. 72% of you said that you like seeing your spouse in some sort of sexy underwear, because we were specifically talking about underwear.
Yeah. And this is going back and forth, husband or wife.
We had all kinds of responses from men and women. So this isn't just, you know, like the guy saying, yeah, I really like to see her in something sexy.
Yeah. We had a lot of wives coming in saying their piece.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that's really significant, because I do hear from people, it doesn't really matter. My underwear doesn't matter. And maybe on a day to day, like, you know, it's just the functional, you're going to work, you're doing your stuff. It doesn't matter. Right. Although I would argue against that. And I'll tell you why in just a second. But when the two of you are together, when you're having that sexual encounter, when you're being physical with one another, the attention that you pay to your underwear, the type of underwear you're wearing, and specifically the color, is going to distinguish that time together.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it makes it feel special. You know, you may have, in our marriage, Tony has the boxers that he wears every day for work.
Right.
You know, Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, you know.
Whatever. I get them on Amazon.
Like the 4 or 5 pack cotton, boxers. That's just our day to day. You know, that's what he wears. Then you have the Jinshi underwear, which we've told you guys about in the past. And when he's got, like, if he walks by and he's got his Jinshis on, guys, I can tell you that he's thinking about sex.
Yeah. Or it's more of a, gosh, I don't know if I'm thinking about sex, but it's just one of those pieces where it is romancing one another. Like we know we're in that place. And so to put those on, it just gets me even ready for that time together. And if you want to check those out, we have them on our Amazon shop. You can go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop.
And one of the things about underwear and why it really matters when the two of you are having an encounter together, when you're thinking about having sex, is that it's kind of like wrapping paper. I know you guys have heard me say this before. We all like to have presents, whether, I don't care if it's a gift bag, I don't care if it's presents under the Christmas tree or on your birthday. It's one thing if somebody just hands you your present and they're like, yeah, here it is. You know, whatever. I didn't wrap it. And then there's a whole nother thing if it's like, it's got the bow on it, and it's got the sparkly wrapping paper, and it looks special.
Yeah. And I would say, hey, there are going to be times when you come to bed nude, ready to go, right? And then there are other times when it is like a present.
Uh-huh.
And there is something about it. And I think it goes both ways for husband and wife to have stuff, underwear. It could be even, you know, I remember one time Elisa was all dressed up, and then she had like a white shirt, dress shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And it, again, it is that wrapping paper. It's something you get to take off, enjoy. So there's fun in both.
So just keep in mind that, you know, chances are good that your spouse does want to see you in something sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that in mind. Now, for what you like to see your spouse in, I loved that we have such a strong both male and female audience that all of you guys chime in, right? Because for husbands, overwhelmingly, it was 40% in terms of the responses. 40% of the men said, I like to see my wife in a thong.
I would concur.
Yeah, no argument there. And for wives, oh my gosh, the boxer briefs, seriously, is 60%. 60% of you like to see. And in all honesty, I don't think I've ever seen the word tight show up so much in the polls as it did when the wives were talking about boxer briefs, tight boxer briefs. I mean, wow. It was just, I'm like, whoa, you like to see everything accentuated on your man.
Yeah.
And really, guys, I'm just letting you know, she likes to see what you got.
Mm-hmm. And those Jinshi do that. Great. They're like the bamboo material.
Yes. Bamboo did actually, that was the first time I ever saw the word bamboo. I think it's because somebody did tell us that they had the Jinshi
based on,
you know, previous
our recommendation.
Shows. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And, you know, you can talk about what the underwear is, but let's talk about this idea of color.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that color impacts us, right? You know, you see it like on your, you know, what car do you pick, or, you know, what's the color of your living room, or what are you putting? But the underwear as a married couple, for us, it's really been a journey, because I will tell you, I didn't have a clue when I got married.
I think when we got married, most underwear you wore or lingerie, and I'll put lingerie in this topic right now because
loosely.
Right. But there are underwear that go with the sets and all that. I would say bar none, black.
Well, black was like the sexy color, and then everything else was either like a white or a nude, functional.
Right. But I'm saying for the sexy underwear, yes, the color was black.
I mean, I get so envious when I go to bridal showers now, and I like, especially if it's a lingerie bridal shower and it's like this whole rainbow of colors. I'm like, I want that. I want that. Because in my case, really, I had the black and it was more functional than fun.
Yeah. But again, you did have a couple of those items that were just black sexy.
Yes. But even that, it was just kind of like, yeah.
Okay. This is a part where I think I'm remembering a little more than you. I do recall early on in our marriage, there were some black sexy underwear with maybe like a lingerie top that was also black.
Okay. Completely random thought that as you're talking about my memory and just popped up. Do you remember the hot pink?
Hot pink what?
The hot pink nightie that I had. Like
the soap one?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, color popped into my head. And
do we still have that?
I actually do still have that.
Gosh, that thing has to be like 20 years old.
At least.
Yeah.
Wow. At least 20 years old. That's okay. So funny because you talk about memory and it's still hanging up in my closet.
Wow.
And, you know, it's like Tony's talking about the black and I'm like, it didn't really do anything for me. Like I knew that black was supposed to be sexy and I knew black was supposed to be slimming. And when we first met, honestly, you guys, I was like 30, 40 pounds heavier than I am now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so as we're talking about this, there's some, you know, body image things that also go into color and what you're wearing too. And just know that this topic really does cover everybody on the spectrum, right? Thinking about it, having these conversations with your spouse, you can still find things that you feel sexy in. You can find things that fit you well and colors that really make you just go, you know what? I love the body I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to really think about because, you know, we talked about, you know, just those different pieces that husbands and wives like to see their spouse in. But let's talk about the color.
Yeah.
Because again, wow. So Tony already mentioned it. Number one color I tallied it so many times was black.
Yeah.
39%. And that's for men and women.
And here's the weird thing. I see that now. And I don't think in our wardrobe, either you or I have black that we would consider something that we'd wear for like a sexy romantic night.
Yeah, not anymore.
Mm-mm.
Not anymore. We've
maybe swung wide. One piece, but I'm just trying to think. It's black is not the color for us anymore.
It's not. But the number two color was red, and I definitely do a lot of red.
I think that would be our second color.
And then blue.
Which I think would be, and when I say second color, these are the colors that I like on Elisa. So red would be number two. A blue, it's actually not a blue, it's a teal. So we'll say that's within the blue range would be the number one.
And then white is the number fourth most popular color in the one family.
Yeah, and white doesn't do it for me.
But there were a lot
And it's interesting because it's a low fourth.
It is a low fourth.
Yeah.
It is a low fourth. But I want to talk a little bit about what those colors represent, some of the color psychology behind it, because I think that's important for y'all to know sort of what you're thinking about when you see those colors, right? Black. Black is one of those colors. And you know, we see it in the power suits and things like that. It's associated with power, right? There's also mystery, like what's behind the door.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. There's strength, there's elegance, there's sophistication, there's authority. And I really think it's interesting because we had so many men and women respond to this. When you start thinking about how does that play out for women, maybe in the elegance, the mystery, and how does it play out for men in the, like that power and that strength and just the confidence that it gives people, whether you're thinking about it or not, that I look good in black.
Yeah, that's really interesting because it does give you that confidence when you are wearing it. And I think, again, I think back to those days when that was the color you wore. And I'm thinking back in those times and getting back to that place where, you know what, it made you feel confident in yourself. There was this place of like mystery as well with underneath of what you were wearing, but you had a confidence in yourself while we were romanticizing each other.
Absolutely. And, you know, moving on to some of the other colors, red. I mean, it's probably no surprise. Red makes you think of love and passion and sexuality and romance. And
it's Valentine's Day colors.
I mean, it's the Valentine's Day colors. It's fire. It's, you know,
red roses.
It's bold, right? Red can be a really powerful color. And red is one of my go-to colors. You know, if you ever see me speak, you'll see me in like a red or an orange, generally speaking, because I like that that hot color. I like that, you know, for me, it's a power color, but it's passion. It's energy.
Yeah.
And a lot of you bring that into your bedrooms when you're wearing the red. Blue was fun to explore because of the fact that that is like that turquoisey color is actually Tony's favorite. And
I don't know when that changed or where that happened. I just remember you getting maybe one pair in that color, and there was something about it that honestly just flipped a switch for me. It was just like, wow, you look really sexy in that color. And it's interesting to see what blue is associated, which again, that teal is what I like more, but it's in that blue association.
Well, and this is especially, for me, especially significant as I was getting into some of the psychology of this, because it's freedom, it's imagination, it's inspiration, trust, and stability. And I really think even just if I could take a step back and kind of look inside my own head, where we've been since we started the intimacy lifestyle, since we started the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, there has been a lot of freedom and imagination, a lot of, you know, growth. And what does that all look like? And so I think there's a lot associated between you and I with that color.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even going down to trust, I think there is a very strong trust between you and I, even in those times when we disagree with something, we know we have each other's back and we trust each other 110%. We do in the stability. I think that one in particular, just it's the longevity of us having been married for 22 years.
And it's really interesting, even as I listen to you talk and we're just talking about these colors, to hear how our color story has changed. Over the years, you know, I like seeing, you know, I was content with you just wearing whatever, but now I love seeing you in the bright, bold colors. Right. Yes. And that's been a change for me. And, you know, we don't, in our marriage, white is not a really popular color. You know, it's not something I don't even know that I own. I have one pair of lace white.
White. Yeah, that was the only one I can think of.
That's the only one I can think of.
And on my side, I have one of my Jinshis is like a gray white. So like the Jinshi, just for you guys who are interested in, they are tight fitting boxers, vibrant colors.
Yes.
And you can get some other ones that are a bit muted, but the packages that I have seen, they tend to be just vibrant colors and bold.
Yeah. Which is, you know, you're getting ready to have an amazing encounter with your spouse. Go bold.
Go bold.
Real quick, for those of you that like white, I don't want to leave you out since this was color number four for the one family. Again, kind of like red, no surprises. This is purity and innocence and safety, softness, perfection. You know, so for those of you that like, there's just that sense of new beginnings and renewal and connection that's associated with white. And
I think of that, and I know in this day and age, the wedding dress has changed colors since when we got married. And yet that white, I think of on a wedding day.
Right.
And what that means and how that even plays out into the wedding night, as well as that honeymoon period, or even that period just shortly after that, but it's a lot of the whites. And I remember, I think even when we got married, did you have like a white lingerie for the night of our wedding?
Right.
Yeah. And that's probably one of the only pieces you ever had in white.
Yes. I honestly, I can't remember.
Can't remember, but I'm just going back to, again, when I think of that white and what it means, I do like the possibility. I love that softness part of it too, because it is sort of that, it's a very sensual time. And in that, with the white, it isn't so grabbing, but it is just this softness and this beauty that just, it just flows.
And obviously, we only talked about the four colors that were most significant to the one family. But as you start to hear this conversation around colors, you realize that, you know, just throwing on any old thing could actually be a missed opportunity in terms of creating intimacy, creating connection, creating an experience.
Right.
For the two of you. And it may, you know, as we start to just talk through some of the different, you know, action items around the color of your underwear, it may actually lead you to change things up. Let's talk about changing up your underwear after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're back and we're talking about changing up your underwear. So what do you do with the underwear question? The color of your underwear. You know, you've been listening to us talk about color and the psychology of color. It's time for you to open your underwear drawer.
Time to do a little tidying up.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah.
For any of you that have watched that show.
We have watched some ourselves.
You need to pull out that underwear drawer and figure out which of those pairs of underwear do not spark joy in your marriage.
Yeah. Throw them out on your bed. Throw them all out of that drawer because I know you stuffers in there. Elisa is a stuffer. Just shoving them all up in there. You got 100 pairs all the way to the back. Haven't worn them in decades.
And that's the thing. You know, years ago, we did this show called Holy Underwear, and we'll put a link to it. But you know, some of you have those underwear in there that they don't fit. They've got holes.
They're tattered.
They're stretched.
And we get it. And we get it. Both Elisa and I remember even just at the end of last year, mm-hmm. there just came a point where I had a couple of pairs, and they were just getting tattered up. And Elisa honestly looked at me, and she's like, are you going to keep those? And I'm like, oh yeah, they're comfy. And she's like, no, they're done. Like in the trash. And you know what? She was right. Went over to Amazon, bought some new pairs and just went on. But yeah, we'll have the Holy Underwear show in the show notes for you guys to listen to.
I have to admit, guys, every time he says I'm right on the show, I love that it's recorded so that if I ever need to hear it, it's just a good thing. Just a good thing. But here, besides the fact that underwear is not serving any purpose for you romantically, there was actually a report from the Good Housekeeping Institute talking about how often you should replace your underwear. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much of this is because I saw it in a couple of places. So I at first I was like, is this just a consumerism thing that says, you know what, just go buy more underwear. But I actually saw it in a couple of places that says replace it every year. Right. And the reason why, and this is a little bit gross, but I just feel like we got to share it with you guys.
Yeah.
Is that even washing in hot water does not get rid of all the bacteria. And let's face it, where does your underwear sit? One of those high bacteria places.
Sure does. Both men and women.
Absolutely. And so by getting rid of that underwear, by, you know, doing that, you know, use and replace type thing, you're possibly eliminating or reducing the risk of urinary tract infections and other infections. So it's just something to think about. If that's been a deal in your life, maybe it's time to replace the underwear.
Yeah, that it was an interesting and a bit of an eye opener when Elisa even shared that with me. I was like, really? Like every year? And then when she brought up why, it sort of clicked to me and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's sort of spot on there.
And after that, you need to have a conversation with your spouse. You know, what would you like to see me in? Right? Are there particular colors that you feel I look really sexy in? Like when Tony said, you look really sexy in that turquoise teal color. I'm like, done. If it works for him, it's like, it's going to be good for me too.
I think you need to have a conversation with yourself sometimes because I think we can put our own like, oh, I don't look good in this, or we make up all these excuses why we don't, mm-hmm. instead of finding the reasons why we do. Finding that pair of underwear that does make you feel sexy. For women, it's going to be different than for guys. And guys, for us, it matters. I remember I went through life so for the longest time, not even caring. I honestly did not care until we found those Jinsei boxers.
Game changer.
And it was, even for myself, the confidence that I gained in being able to just romanticize and just feel awesome for Elisa when we were about to get ready for sex, be it in foreplay or wherever it was. It wasn't just about Elisa anymore, you know, coming to the bed all dolled up, looking beautiful in hers, but I had a reason to come to bed looking good.
And that's a good point, because there were a lot of wives that said, I've never seen him wear anything else but boxers, and I don't even know if there's sexy men's underwear out there.
Well, there is.
Go look. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying that to both wives and husbands, right? Because what makes you feel sexy, what makes you feel confident, what the colors that you choose, they all carry weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we don't want to make light of that, because each one of you is striving for an extraordinary marriage. And it's these little things, which are seemingly, you know, on the surface, they seem little, but really they can have a huge impact. You find what you feel sexy in, you find what you like. And part of that too is buying for your body.
Yes.
Right? Like, I have to tell this story. So when Tony and I were newly together, I was going out to visit him. He buys me lingerie. And I opened the package, and mind you, I told you guys I was like 30, 40 pounds heavier, right? But I love that, you know, my boyfriend at the time, future husband to be, just thought I was this tiny petite thing, because he buys me a garter belt in an extra small. Dear sweet man, there was no...
I think it was a small.
Okay, maybe it was a... I just remember there was definitely an S on it. I felt like it was extra small. And I was definitely probably like a large at that point in time. And I somehow managed to make it fit. He's like, but you got into it. I'm like, well, I wasn't going to not wear it. But it was this really awkward thing.
Yeah.
Because I was very conscious of the fact that it didn't fit me the way I wanted it to fit. Mm-hmm. He still thought I looked sexy in it, but it didn't fit the way I wanted it to fit. So I share all of that so that go out and buy what fits you, not the size you dream of being, not the size that somebody else has said is your ideal size, but who you are.
Yeah.
Because when you buy for your body, when you find the colors that work on your skin tone, oh my gosh, the confidence factor, it like goes through the roof.
And a lot of it starts with these small steps. What's the one little baby step you can take today? And honestly, buying a pair of underwear could be a shift for you. And it may be that one little thing that just goes, you know what? I have a little more confidence in the bedroom today. And a little more confidence is better than what you did have. And as you grow and as you continue on this journey with your spouse and talking about sex, like the hug came in, you know, when we're talking about sex, when we're opening up about our communication, when we're opening up about our spiritual intimacy, when we're taking these baby steps, it's amazing what can happen. Sometimes we just need a catalyst to get it going. And you know what? A $10, $20 pair of underwear for us guys tends to be a little bit, we can get, you know, for $20, we can get maybe like three or four pairs. For you ladies, it's typically like one or two. You know, it just depends on what you're going, where you're buying it. But it can sometimes be that littlest of a catalyst that just gets us moving. Mm-hmm. And really, like, even looking at the color, you know, Elisa said, hey, have the conversation with your spouse. Have the conversation with yourself. What color do I like? We shared those colors, the black, the red, the blue, the white. What is it? Maybe there's some other color in there, yellow, purple, greens, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what is it that makes you go, man, I am rocking it and I am ready to enjoy this experience with my spouse?
It's like putting on your clothes to go get ready to do sex. Right? Like, it even helps to shift that mindset.
Mm-hmm. Even though you know you're going to take them off.
Right. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I love taking them off.
You put clothes on every day anyhow.
Yeah.
You know, so do this. But don't miss out on this opportunity. Don't miss out to create another opportunity to be in the moment, mm-hmm. to create that extraordinary experience. Because when you're wearing the color that you rock, when you're wearing the clothes that make you feel good and sexy, oh my gosh, you guys, I'm not even joking here. It changes your sexual intimacy. It takes it to a new level. And that's what we desire for you in the one family.
Yeah. All right, you guys, it's time. Go out. This is the week. Go out, go grab those sexy underwears. If you want to check out what we have on our Amazon shop, again, it's oneextraordinarymarriage.com/Amazon shop. We put some images there. They're not hyper-sexualized. You just look at what they are. Go grab some. Try them out. Be bold. Ask your spouse if they like them or not. And if they don't and you don't, it's okay. Return them. It's all good. The thing is that you're taking a step in a new direction to put on a color that you love, that put on a pair of underwear that make you feel sexy and good so that you can enjoy and you can experience the extraordinary in your marriage. We love you guys. Take care. Have an amazing week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.